Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the Burger King teleconference for the discussion of results referring to the fourth quarter of 2017. Present with us are Mr. Yuri Miranda, President of BKB, Clayton Barletos, Financial Director, and Marcelo Cintra, Investor Relations. We inform that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be only listening to the teleconference during the Burger King Brazil presentation. Afterwards, we'll start the Q&A session when more instructions will be provided. In case you need any assistance during this teleconference, please require help from an operator dialing #0. This event is also being transmitted via webcast, and it can be accessed in the link www.burgerking.com.br/IR, where you will find the presentation. The slides will be controlled by you. The replay of this event will be available right after its closing. Before we start, we'd like to clarify any declarations made during this teleconference related to the business perspectives for Burger King Brazil, projections, operational and financial goals. They are beliefs and premises of the administration of the company, as well as information available for Burger King Brazil. Future considerations are not guaranteed in terms of performance, and they involve risks and uncertainties. As for these deals with future events, and so it deals with circumstances that can happen or not. Analysts should understand that general conditions, sector conditions, and other operational factors could affect the future results of Burger King Brazil and might lead us to results that differ materially than those expressed in future conditions. I would like to pass the word to Mr. Yuri Miranda, President of Burger King Brazil, who will begin the presentation. Please, Yuri, begin. Thank you for the introduction, operator. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon for those who participate from Europe. Thank you for the interest and for the participation in this teleconference of presentation of results for the year of 2017 and the fourth quarter of Burger King Brazil. This is our first results declaration after the IPO, and we are very happy to disclose solid results and to affirm our strategic priorities. We hope to establish a long-term relationship, a constructive and transparent relationship with all the analysts and investors. The year of 2017 and the fourth quarter represented a milestone for Burger King in Brazil. In December, we had our IPO in the Brazilian Stock Exchange in a transaction of approximately 2 billion reais in the new market, the highest level of corporate governance in the Brazilian Stock Exchange. This offer will allow us to maintain our robust growth, to invest in the implementation of new technologies and services, as well as analyze growth opportunities through new brands or acquisitions. As we disclosed the documents of our IPO, and as we disclosed to the market, we're undergoing a process of acquiring 51 restaurants and 20 kiosks from a franchisee who has operations mainly in the states of Minas Gerais, Paraná, Goiás, and Mato Grosso. I would like to bring you an update of the matter to you. The acquisition has been approved by the Securities Exchange Commission. We are analyzing the accounting issues to close the acquisition, and then afterwards we hope it to happen still in the beginning of the second quarter of 2018. On slide 3 in our results presentation, we highlight some of our achievements in 2017. We did the opening of 108 restaurants, closing the year with a total of 697 restaurants in the country. Today, we have over 700 restaurants under operation in Brazil, consolidating then the presence of the brand in all of the states and positioning ourselves as one of the biggest developers and operators of restaurants. In operational and financial terms, we've been able to achieve very good performance, although the environment is very challenging in 2017. Our operational revenue, our net Operational revenues grew 28% in the year and reached the level of approximately 1.8 billion reals, reflecting not only our strong sales growth, comparable sales growth in same-store sales, which accelerated from 9.9% in 2016 to 13.8% in 2017, but also the opening of new restaurants, development of new products, and marketing campaigns. Beyond strong sales growth, our profitability maintained the trend of continuous improvement, with an adjusted EBITDA growing 57% per year, taking our adjusted EBITDA margin to 11.8%, which represents the biggest historical level of the company and a growth of 220 basis points when compared to the levels of 2016. Aligned with strong operational results growth and also benefiting from lower finance expenses in the year, 2017 represented an inflection point in the last line of our balance sheet, taking the company for the first time to present net profit of 4 million, which represents growth of 97 million reals when compared to the year of 2016. Taking a look at the fourth quarter of 2017, the company presented an operational growth of 21% due to the continuous consolidation of the brand, development of new products, and the opening of new stores. Beyond that, we still see a solid performance in the open restaurants in the year of 2016 and 2017, which represented approximately 20% of the total company revenue in the quarter, although still these restaurants are undergoing maturity or are maturing. As far as comparable sales growth in the same stores, in the fourth quarter, our growth sped up to 16.2%, representing an increase of 450 basis points when compared to the same period of the previous year. And as a consequence, the adjusted EBITDA of the company increased 48% in the quarter, while the EBITDA margin improved 220 basis points to 15.9%. To give you more details on the performance of the company, I pass the word to my partner and company CFO, Clayton. Thank you, Yuri. As you can see in slide 4, as said by Yuri, we opened 108 new restaurants in 2017, being that in the fourth quarter there were 69 new restaurants, of which 42 are same stores and 27 are franchised. Beyond that, in the fourth quarter of 2017, we did for the first time the transfer of 8 same store to franchises in a strategy that reinforces our focus to minimize the return on investment. Our return on investment due to continuous management of our stores. In the year of 2017, we had an opening of stores of 96 units, which reflects the closing of 12 units. And so 10 of them were same stores and 2 were franchised. With this expressive growth, we are now present in all of the states of the country. Our performance of 2017 allows us to believe that we may maintain this expansion pace in 2018, increasing our focus on freestanding restaurants and dessert kiosks. As you can see, during the fourth quarter of 2017, we added 28 new kiosks, reaching a total of 203 units in operation. These formats are what we believe to have the most expandability, providing above average profit. Following on to slide 5, we continue to deliver strong sales growth in same stores, which accelerated to 16.2 in the fourth quarter of 2017, with a strong base in the same period last year when we delivered 12.7%. In the annual comparison, the speeding up of the growth was very expressive, with 13.8 in 2017 over a base of 9.9 in 2016. With this, our operational net operational revenue presented a growth of 27.8% when comparing the fourth quarter of 2017 versus same period last year, and 28% in the annual comparison. This growth was due to the opening of new stores, the maturity of open stores in 2017, and the strong growth of same-store sales. On slide 6, we have a summary of the evolution of the costs and expenses. Our gains of efficiency took the total restaurant expenses, which includes COGS, in sales expenses to grow less than the net operational revenue. As a percentage of the revenue, these expenses reduced from 88 to 87.3% in the fourth quarter of 2016. The expenses with sales in restaurants, excluding depreciation and amortization, with the percentage of net revenue was 41.4% in the fourth quarter of 2017, a reduction of 370 basis points in the comparison with the fourth quarter of 2016. In the consolidated of 2017, this percentage was of 36.8, a reduction of 270 basis points compared to 2016. As far as our COGS, we had an increase of 80 basis points due to an environment which is more competitive and a consumer which is more price sensitive throughout 2017. For the fourth quarter, we had an increase of 280 basis points against a strong base in the fourth quarter of 2016, especially due to promotional activities done during the last quarter like Black Friday, Halloween, and Children's Day. With this, these activities contributed significantly to our sales growth, highlighting Black Friday, which was a day that was not explored by the fast food, Brazilian fast food, but in 2017 represented a record in sales for the company. Going to general and administrative expenses, while they dropped in the fourth quarter of 2017, as well as in the year, reaching 3.7% in the year, a reduction of 40 basis points. This reflects the focus on the strong cost control and also the reduction of fixed assets or fixed expenses. On slide 7, you can see that as a consequence of the strong growth of the net operational revenue in cost control, the EBITDA grew 48.2% in the fourth quarter and 57.4% in the year of 2017, with an improvement of 220 basis points in the margin of both comparisons, going from a margin of 13.7% in the fourth quarter of 2016 to 15.9% in the fourth quarter of 2017, and a margin of 9.6% in 2016 to 11.8% in 2017. Finally, as mentioned in the introduction by Yuri, there was $22 million in net profit in the fourth quarter of 2017 and $4 million in the year of 2017, representing an important inflection for the company in the first year of net profit. Going to slide 8, we highlight the CAPEX, the financial leveraging, and generation of operational cash flow. In the fourth quarter of 2017, we had an investment in CAPEX of $79 million, closing the year with a total of $198 million in investments. Such investments were guided to the opening of new stores and kiosks, and also for the maintenance and updating the image of some restaurants, as well as investment in technology and operational improvement projects. With the entry of resources coming from the IPO done in December of 2017, combined with the lessening of the gross debt, the company ended with 706 million reals. This strengthening of our equity allows us to maintain our expansion project, be it through the opening of new Burger King restaurants, be it through acquisitions. And last, the generation of operational cash flow in 2017 totaled 177 million reals, a significant growth as far as the 29 million reals from the previous year. This increase was due to the improvement of the operational result and lower financial expenses already explained. Beyond that, we recorded an improvement in cash flow, working capital, due to the projects where we were more efficient in acquisition and in our logistics of materials and supplies to our restaurants. Now, I pass the word to our CEO, Yuri. Okay, thank you, Clayton. To conclude our results presentation, and so that we may start the Q&A session, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to comment on some things as far as 2018 and to present you our priorities for this year. You can see this on slide 9 of the presentation. We're very happy not only with the positive results that we delivered in 2017, although it's a challenging environment, but also we are very happy about what we have ahead in 2018. In first place, we at BK Brazil expect to maintain the historical growth pace through the opening of restaurants and dessert kiosks, same stores as well as franchise. And we will prioritize the opening of freestanding restaurants because this is a format which has a huge potential for expansion, as well as giving us the opportunity of capturing new consumption occasions, events, providing more convenience to the consumer and the strengthening of our brand. And new technologies and services, we will continue to invest in innovations, looking to improve the experience of our consumer as well as adding to our sales and margins. We will expand the implementation of our delivery service, which was started in the fourth quarter of last year and is present in over 40 restaurants. Beyond that, we intend to launch our new cell phone app in the next few weeks. As far as inorganic growth, like I mentioned in the beginning of the conference, we are undergoing the acquisition of a franchisee with 51 restaurants and 20 dessert kiosks. This acquisition allows us to strengthen our revenue, improve profitability and final result, and to aggregate to our base of mature restaurants, profitable and well-localized. And last, we're always looking for additional growth opportunities, which might involve new fast food brands in Brazil. With this, I thank you all for your attention, and now I open up for Q&A. Operator, please, let's go to the questions. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start with Q&A session. To ask a question, please type pound 1. To remove your question from the list, you can press pound 2. Our first question comes from Richard Capcart, Bradesco BB. Good morning, Yuri, Clayton, Sintra. I have two questions. First, if you can give me an update on your negotiations with suppliers in the last 2 months and your expectations of how this might impact the gross margin for 2018. And the second question is about the second brand. There are some headlines in Bloomberg talking and saying that you are close to provide more information about a possible second brand. And so if you have any other further information that you can share with us, I am thankful. Thank you. Richard, it's Yuri. How are you? Hey, thanks for your questions. Hey, I'm going to start with your second question, the one, you know, related to the brand, okay? Well, this is a process, Richard, that we have been discussing. We've been discussing internally this opportunity over 2 years, okay? And we really expect to disclose something briefly to you. What we do believe is that what we were able to create in Burger King in the country, can it be replicated for another brand? Yes, and it still can generate operational and gains of scale. We're at the level where we have the team, we have the structure, we have operational knowledge, we have systems, as you mentioned in your first question, access to suppliers and scale and general knowledge of the industry, which makes us believe that we can replicate what we did with Burger King in Brazil with another fast food brand. Beyond that, our view is that the food service market in Brazil continues underpenetrated in the country and with space in attractive sectors like pizza, chicken, and coffee. When we look at this, and the most important of all, we cannot give you disclosure of specific brands. They might be national, they might be foreign, but the most important thing is the analysis that we do is important as much as it was at Burger King. And whatever we bring, you know, we will bring quality and differentiation of the product, just like we did with Burger King when we started this process in 2011 with the grilled product, with the customization of products, with products made on the spot. Regardless of the sector that we're going to work with fast food, we're going to do leveraging on top of a product that may make a difference, and I hope to briefly be able to share something with you guys. Clayton, do you want to take the second question? Good morning, Richard. Thank you for your question. Richard, until now, we do not see an inflation scenario which might generate higher cost pressure on our negotiations. We believe that the strong relationships that we've built and the partnerships that we have with our suppliers allow us to foresee a year where we can sustain our growth through a product growth strategy without this impacting the prices of purchasing products. And so our supply chain is working very strongly, heavily on top of this, but currently we haven't seen any relevant impacts on this sector. Okay, thank you, Yuri. Thank you, Clayton. Thank you for your question, Richard. Next question, Luis Felipe Guanais, BTG Pactual. Good morning, guys. If you could please let me know some more details on the competitive environment in the beginning of 18. We know that, as you said, Yuri, 2017 was a year where the environment was very competitive and this ended up impacting in the margin dynamics. I wanted to know how your year started and if you expect any type of higher rationality in price and coupon strategy throughout 2018. That's my first question. Thank you. Okay, thank you for your question. Well, we cannot give future quarter guidance, as you may imagine, but I can tell you one thing. I can tell you that the beginning of the year, January, February, we continue to deliver the results which we forecasted. And as a strategy, we are delivering comparable sales above GDP plus inflation. And the numbers of January and February shows us that our strategy continues to take us to this path. All of those initiatives and priorities that I talked to you about during the closing of new technologies, of the opening and maturity of new restaurants, I mean, we are very trustful that our strategy implemented in 2017 and our priority plan for 2018 will continue to maintain us in the strategy of delivering a sales growth above GDP plus inflation. Great, thank you so much. Just a second question as far as the store opening plan. If you could share with us, how is the mapping process, point mapping, especially for the freestandings for 2018? I mean, are you finding an environment which is easier? Are you finding points of sale more, you know, easier? Well, that's a great question, Luis. That's a great point, actually, since we say that our priority is the street expansion. And since the cycle of expansion of street restaurants is longer than the other formats, you know, the negotiation time, the time to find the locale, and even the construction when it's bigger restaurants, it's important for you to guarantee in a year what you do in the previous year, you know, to be very sincere with you. And so what we are very comfortable with the pipeline that we started the year with. And so we go in with a strong pipeline, mainly in the street stores, which are very optimistic, and they say that we're going to maintain the growth levels of restaurants that we have maintained in 2017. And so once again, most important is for you to start with a good pipeline. And we started the pipeline with a strong pipeline for the street stores. As far as the economy and finding, you know, places and finding places to have the stores, what we saw in the previous years is that the rental market has become more accessible. I would say that not only under the perspective of place or locale, even because of the challenging environment that the economy was going through, but due to the perspective of cost, we started to see opportunities in the streets with rental costs which were more attractive than what we had seen 2 years ago, perhaps. And the third point that I would like to add and tell you about is that we end up undergoing a cycle, a positive cycle. The brand grows, it gains stature with the consumer, starts to be acknowledged and known, which makes us an interesting renter for the market. And so today we see people seeking us out because they really do want to have a Burger King restaurant as a partner, and it's attractive for their property. That's great. Thank you. Hey, thank you for your question. We remind you that to ask questions, all you have to do is press #1 or *1. We close the Q&A session at this time. I'd like to pass the word to Yuri for the final considerations. Please, Yuri, you may begin. Operator and everyone, thank you so much for your attention, and this is our first conference with all of you. I thank you once again, and I hope to see you in the next quarter. Thank you all. The Burger King audio conference is closed. Thank you for your participation. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.